Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Sanhedrin. Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav. Nis Akel HaBasar. We learned in the previous Mishnah that after Bezin gave someone Misa, he can't be buried in the family cemetery. But when his flesh is no longer there, there's only bones, Milaktin HaSotzam, is they can gather the bones, the Koivrin Oysan Bimakayman, and they could be buried in their place, meaning together with the rest of his family. At this point, he had his complete kapara already. Sokta Mishnah Vayter v'hakroivim boim. After Bezdin is Mekayim, the skila or whatever of the Dalad Mises Bezdin had to be done. The relatives come, v'shoilin b'shloim hadayanim. And they ask, how are you, dayanim? U'b'shloim edim, how are you, edim? We hope all is well. Kloimer, in other words, as if to say, She'ein bilibeinu aleichem klum, we're not angry at you. She'din emes dantem, you judged in emes dikadin. The Tiferes Yisrael says, we don't make them say that out in the open, because it may be too difficult for them to say. But at least by giving shalom, they're showing that there's no anger in their heart. V'loi hayem is'avlin, and there was no avelus. If someone's relative was executed by Bezni, he doesn't sit shiva. This is also the fact that there's no avelus, that's a terrible bezayin, and that's a kapara for the neshama. Although there is no avelus, aval oinenin. What is the halacha with an oinen? On the day that he was killed, it is usur for the family to eat meat, to drink wine, or to eat kachim or maaser sheni. Why is this permitted? She'ein aninus ela b'lev. These things aren't public. Avelus is public. We let everyone know, so-and-so is sitting shiva, people should come to be menachem aval. But aninus is more in the heart. That they could do. So chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Once the basar has been decayed, the shluchei bezdin collect the bones from the beis hakvaros of the haruge bezdin, of the people that are executed, and they reinter him, they rebury him in the kever of his parents, or the kever that belongs to his family. Now he has a kapara, now he's a tzaddik. Vayter, the Mishnah said, that the karoivim, of those that were executed, come to ask the Dayanim and the Edim, how are you? To show that they're not angry. And also that there is no Avelus. They don't sit the 7 days of Avelus. However, there is the din of Aninus. Literally, Oinenin means they grieve, they feel sad that it happened. Because that's not a public display, that's only in their hearts. Generally speaking, we understand that when the body decays, that's when the neshama has its tikkun. There's a complete kapara. Now, there have been stories. For example, the Gemara tells us about the Belozebut of Shimon, that his body remained intact for many years. He would even answer shilas. And once his wife saw a worm coming out of his ear, she said, oh no, the body's beginning to decay. And he came to her in a dream and said, no, it's only because I once heard someone making fun of a Talmud Chacham and I wasn't Moichav, that's why I had this punishment. Eventually he was buried. But there are many stories of tzaddikim that for whatever reason they had to be opened, their kever had to be opened, like by the Vilna Gaon. He had to be moved, and his body was completely whole. By the Noam Elimelech, the Germans forced them to open the kever. His body was completely whole. They were so frightened, they said to close it. So the Svarim explain, by a regular person, when his guf decomposes, so his neshama is now clear to go to Olam Haba. But these tzaddikim, their guf and neshama were one thing. Mamish one. They didn't live for themselves, they lived for others. They didn't give in to their taivas. So the whole thing is that the neshama shouldn't be dragged down by the guf. But for some tzaddikim, their guf and neshama is mamish the same. They raise their level during their lifetime of their guf to be the same as their neshama.